30 years ago today, a moment in history.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Braves announcer Milo Hamilton on opening day at Fulton County Stadium in 1974. Everybody knows that Hank Aaron eclipsed the record of Babe Ruth that day. Few remember it was a two-run homer. Aaron's teammate Darrell Evans was on first base when 7-15 went over the wall and was the first to congratulate the new home run king when he reached home plate. Darrell Evans is in Atlanta to attend the celebration of this anniversary. He joins us on the phone now. Darrell, good to talk to you.
Hey, Neil, how you doing? Talk to you.
Take us through the moments before Aaron hit the home run. You're up before him. How'd you reach first base, by the way?
Well, I wish I could tell you it was a base hit, but I hit off the mound, and Bill Russell bobbled it at short. I thought it was hit. They gave me an error, so I always tell people I hit a line drive up the middle. But, just the timing part is incredible that the one time that it's going to happen, and I was lucky enough to get on base.
And did you guys talk about 7-15? I mean, this was opening day of the season. He'd hit 7-14 to tie Babe Ruth. The end of the last season. He's had a whole winter to think about it. Were you talking about the home run before he comes up for the first time that year?
Well, sure. Actually, it was the first game at home. We had played in Cincinnati, and actually, he was one behind going in through the whole.
That's right.
The whole winter. So, yeah, it was kind of typical Hank, I guess, that you kind of feel like it was nice that he got such a bit, the buildup was gone through the whole winter time. And I think up until he got close to 700, people really didn't talk much about him being the guy that was going to break Ruth's record or that anybody could. And, all winter long you're thinking, oh, shoot, don't get traded. just to be in the stands would have been fantastic to be a fan, And then, of course, the whole national audience where they were showing, each one of his at-bats and all that kind of stuff. So, sure, it was an extra special thing. And, going through that last part of it with him, I guess – I didn't realize, certainly until later on, and find out how rough it was really on him in a lot of ways. And that
death threats and that kind of thing. Yeah,
with the racial stuff and some of the even death threats. And, people just didn't, for some reason, a lot of people just didn't want Babe Ruth's record to be broken. And I think they felt that, it was going to overshadow him. And Hank always said that, records are made to be broken. I just happen to be the guy to do it. And now that... somebody else is creeping up. I think it's a great thing that we're going to get a lot more publicity and learn a lot more about how great a player Hank really was.
And that, of course, Barry Bonds, who's creeping up on his godfather, Willie Mays, who just went behind him. But Hank Aaron, we know of him, those of us who weren't his teammates, as a ball player. What was he like as a teammate?
Well, he was a great, you play that long and you're a veteran player and you have a responsibility to help the young guys coming up. And, of course, at the same time, you're trying to win ball games. You're trying to get in the World Series. He was MVP in 57, 58 and had been in the World Series then. My first year in the Major Leagues in 69, people forget who the Mets, everybody remembers mm-hmm. the Miracle Mets, but they beat the Braves. They beat the Atlanta Braves in the playoffs. And, Hank hit three home runs in that playoffs, and we got swept three in a row. But, he was focused on, of course, winning and trying to get back and winning a pennant and getting the World Series and all those kind of things. And as you get an older player, I think you get more consumed on what your teammates are doing and how they're doing. I know my experience was that. So, he was – what a great teacher. I mean, to be around one of the best hitters of all time and be able to sit there on the bench and on the buses and in the planes and everything and ask him questions and just see how he went about things and just his mystique. After a while, those kind of guys have this certain thing that they electrify every ball game, and every time they come to the plate, things change a little bit. And just the respect that the other players had for him, and especially, as a teammate. He was kind of a quiet kind of – I think people thought he was kind of quiet, but he was certainly – not that in the clubhouse and around on the bench and stuff. He was a great teacher.
And we should point out Darrell Evans, himself the author of 414 home runs, so knows from whereof he speaks. Thanks very much for being with us, Darrell.
Neil, my pleasure. Thank you. Hope everybody has a good time celebrating, and I appreciate it. I'm going to.
Darrell Evans played third base for the Atlanta Braves in 1974. He was on first base when Hank Aaron broke the career home run record at Fulton County Stadium 30 years ago today. He joined us on the phone from the Braves' new stadium, Turner Field, in Atlanta.